Good morning, all. It's early in the morning in Little Rock, Arkansas on September 4th, 1957. The sun beats down on the backs of the students who file into the school almost systematically. The air is calm and the clouds provide little coverage from the blazing sun.
That's right, Kate. But it isn't just an ordinary day at this all-white Central High School. The children can sense that something is off, but they are not sure what exactly. Whispers fill the air and rumors spread as fast as you can spell the word gossip.
The word is that African-American students will be joining this white school today. Scowls cross the face of every student as the news gets whispered into the ear. However, no reasonable protest can be made with the recent Brown v. Board of Education court case, which ruled it unconstitutional to segregate black students in school. Elizabeth Eckford, 16-year-old African-American girl, head towards the entrance of the school accompanied by Terrence Roberts. Two other black students trail behind them. Sweat drips off their faces and they shake nervously.
Exactly right, Maddie. But according to our partners who are on scene, Arkansas's governor, Orville Fabus, had just brought in the National Guard. They were put in charge of keeping the black students from going into the high school. These students came from slave families and just want to live normal lives. According on the scene now are five more black students who stand in a group, huddled together. They try their best to form a united front while the white students shout things at them and throw things at them. Now that seems a bit extreme.
It's a little drastic, but the students are well prepared. Daisy Bates, the president of the Arkansas NAACP chapter, taught the students nonviolent actions and even became involved with the Central High School Parent Organization.
It seems as if the governor will not let the children enter the school and they are heading home. We will check back later when there's more information.
The time is now 5:30 p.m. on September 4th, 1957. Upon hearing about the students being kicked out of the school, Martin Luther King Jr. sent a telegram to President Eisenhower telling him about the situation and trying to convince him to take a stand in the situation. We are waiting for the president's response.
We just learned that under the president's orders, the students will come back tomorrow. But this time, they will be protected by security. The nine students are embarrassed and a little shaken from today's events, but nevertheless, they will arrive tomorrow sporting brave faces.
Good morning, everyone. Currently, white students are crowding the streets and sides of the school, awaiting for the arrival of the nine African-American students.
Here they come, surrounded by security guards. These nine brave students march through the doors of the school, drowning out negative comments. What a day in history, folks.